What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I'm with my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Say hello. So this has been a pretty big week, hasn't it, Kathy?
Yes.
Today we'll talk about auto liability coverages, kind of going back to basics, because we've been doing this show for almost 3 years. We've tried to keep things new and fresh, but we've been doing this for quite a while now, and so we'll go back to just kind of where we started and start about some topics we've already discussed, but being able to maybe put some more, I guess, information about that maybe we left off last time. So, what happened this weekend, Kathy? With Israel.
Oh, yes, that's horrible.
Yeah, where were we in March?
We were in Israel. We actually went to Israel with our family and our church, actually. We've been down there. It was a beautiful place.
It's really sad. We were over, I guess, the far north as we went was the Golan Heights. Mm-hmm. And we also, you know, we're in Jerusalem, the Dead Sea area. You could not travel to the Gaza Strip. And that was like, there's no tourists going to the Gaza Strip. But it felt very American being there, because most of the people we were there with were Americans. I mean, it was like there were just tons of church groups there. So we're kind of going in the same circles.
There's a lot of different places. There's a lot of different, I mean, there's people all over the world that were there visiting at the same time we were.
Yeah. But where we stayed in the hotels, it was primarily Americans were there. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, when Kathy's correct, when we got out in Jerusalem, it didn't feel American. But the circles we were in were a lot of tourists there. And I imagine tourism is a huge part of their economy, which is going to be shut down now.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, when it comes to insurance, if a rocket lands on your house, what kind of coverage do you have?
You don't have any.
Because there's a war exclusion in your insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So these poor people, if they do have their homes destroyed, insurance will not help in that situation because,
of course, we're not licensed in Israel. So we
Well, of course, yeah. But any insurance policy is going to exclude war.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, it might be different over there in Middle East. I don't know.
Well, I would think it would not be.
But here it's not.
I think it's pretty much standard on any insurance policy that war is an exclusion.
Yes.
Also, what about, we had a show with our friend Andrea Ferguson, who's a travel agent and also does travel insurance. Their people are now stranded in Israel,
right,
and they're not able to fly home. So I imagine that those could be claims on travel insurance policies.
Absolutely.
I'm not really exactly sure how it works as far as being detained in a country. That's maybe a question we can ask Andrea, but I would think there could be some sort of travel insurance could play in this situation as well.
Yes.
So it's profoundly sad. We believe that God's going to protect Israel, and it's a shame that innocent people are losing their lives, and it's just it's bad to watch, especially when we feel connected to the country, not only from a spiritual point, but also being in the country. We're there just 7 months ago.
Right.
So if we'd been there, if this happened 7 months ago, we would have been caught up in this whole situation.
Right.
Even though how did you feel when you were over there? Did you feel safe?
Primarily, I felt safe in the Israel or Jewish occupied areas. When we went over to Bethlehem, that was a little unnerving.
Yes, because we felt
they didn't. You could see how they were looking at us. Of course, our daughter is 16 and she's attractive, and they were looking at her in a way that made her. She's usually pleasantly aware that someone's looking at her, but she was. She was very uncomfortable, and I was too. And they were saying things to her and trying to get up next to her and try to put her in a car. So that was one of those things.
They were thinking it maybe.
But that was Palestinian occupied, not the Israel part of it.
So, yes. So we were. I felt safe most of the time we were there, and
the only time I felt really uncomfortable.
I mean, you can go downtown Atlanta, and I felt probably safer than in Israel, maybe than going some places in downtown Atlanta. It's a shame, and you know, insurance is not going to pay for any type of war Also, terrorism is something that could be excluded as well. Under 9/11, this all became out. It's been a prevalent thing after there was a terrorism exclusion. You had to buy terrorism insurance.
Right.
So that's also...
That's usually mainly with commercial accounts.
Correct. Yes, commercial accounts. So going back to basics, and I'm hoping we help somebody somehow, somewhere, you know, with our radio show, if somebody's listening. We've really beat the drum about this, about having what we call minimum limits. Mm-hmm. And what that means in your auto liability is that the state of Georgia, so North Carolina, is going to have a requirement that you carry liability insurance, and it's going to require you to carry a minimum limit of liability insurance to be able legally to drive. First of all, when you're driving a vehicle, you're responsible for bodily injury and property damage of a third party. Mm-hmm. So it happens all the time. I brought in some claims listing today of things that we've paid out just for our insurance carriers have paid this year. A lot of claims are below what the minimum limits are. And when you look at your policy and you see in Georgia that you've got 25, then a slash 50, 25, what do those limits mean, Kathy? What's the
how
first?
How much money? You get $25,000.
So the first limit is $25,000, mm-hmm. and that's per person for bodily injury. Mm-hmm. The second limit you see, $50,000, is bodily injury per any one accident, mm-hmm. but no more than $20,000 for any one person. The third limit you see is $25,000, and that's for property damage. Mm-hmm. And that's why I just said, you know, when you're driving a car, you're liable for bodily injury and property damage. So $25,000 is just not...
That doesn't go a long way.
Yeah, you're legal to drive.
Yes, but just put it this way. Most vehicles, if you try to go out, if anyone's gone out to look at new vehicles right now or even used vehicles, they are a lot more expensive than $25,000. You can look at a new Ford F-150, and they're running, $70,000, $80,000, depending on what kind of car you're getting. They're extremely expensive to replace or repair at this point. So keep that in mind when you're looking at your limits, because you want to make sure that you get back to where you were prior to that accident.
And we see it all the time.
Yes. But
fortunately, we feel at our agency that we are trying to make people aware about raising their limits. The times where I've got customers with our agency that do not have higher limits is the ones we've acquired an agency. Mm-hmm. And I think I've purchased, I believe, 6 agencies mm-hmm. since I started. I believe that's what it is. And I've seen, we'll inherit business that's got what we call minimum limits. And what we try to do is we try to make people aware of their limits and then try to see if they want to raise those limits.
The other thing to say about your limits is if you are involved in a multi-car accident, like if you're in Atlanta or even here, you know, those limits are not going to go very far if you're at fault for that accident. And if someone's really injured, or, you know, a death, something like that, you're not going to have enough to, you know, they're going to come after you for the difference.
And that does happen.
A lot, yeah.
So I'm looking, just, we have a report here from our insurance carriers, and I'm seeing a lot of these claims, you know, settle for less than that. Now, here's one I've got for $34,000, almost $35,000 liability. So if you were carrying, you know, assuming it's a one person, if you had $25,000 of limits and this claim is almost $35,000, you're going to be having to pay $10,000.
Right.
So that was one I see on the list.
It doesn't really, when we're quoting you, you know, we do give you options and different liabilities that are available. It's not very much more to increase it to the next level. It's really very, very, it's not very much.
Yeah, you look at the whole premium, you know, the first part just to get the insurance, mm-hmm. you know, to go to the next level might be, I don't know, 20% more.
You go, if you're in Georgia and it's 25, 50, 25, and you go to 50, 150, it's not going to be that big difference, but you're doubling your liability, and hopefully, you know, if you were in a multi-car, you could afford it. But I mean, I really don't feel like that's enough insurance from these day and age is for different things. And if people are going to sue you, that's a whole another option to consider.
Yep. So we're going to come back after the break and talk more about liability limits. And I've got a list here of actual claims that our agency, our companies have paid this year. And you'll see on this list that there are people that have claims that they are responsible for that are in excess of what the minimum limits in the state of Georgia are. So my name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we'll be back after the break on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we have locations for you to do your insurance. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office there in the South State Bank Building. You come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Then we have a location in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We are in the Town Trace Building, which is a red brick building there next to the hospital. Come by and see us there for your insurance in Hiawassee. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina on 157 Highway 64 West, right next to United Community Bank. We're right there. Come by and see us there. That's our main hub. And come by and see us there for your insurance needs there. We have another location, which is called Mountain Insurance LLC, a division of More Insurance Services, Inc. It's right there on U.S. Highway 64 in Murphy, right across the Arby's. Come by and see us there in Murphy, too. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We are between the United Community Bank building and Burger King, so come by and see us there for your insurance needs. You can also check us out on the web site, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can also check out all of our other locations, and there's pictures of them there. And you can check out us on the podcast there. We have all the podcasts if you've missed one of these radio shows there. If you would like to listen to those, they're out there on our website. And like us on Facebook.
Okay. So today we're talking about auto liability. You get your insurance policy. You spend maybe a minimal time on it, and you pick a cheap rate because you want to save money. Then after that, you have an accident, and you realize that
you're not saving money
that
way.
There are limits. Your insurance is limited to certain amounts.
Right.
In Georgia, the minimum insurance you can carry on a vehicle liability-wise in order to drive legally is $25,000, $50,000, $25,000. What that means is that your liability you're responsible to carry is $25,000 of liability for one person in an accident for bodily injury, up to $50,000 per accident, and $25,000 property damage. North Carolina's a little bit better.
It's $30,000, $60,000, $25,000.
Is it 25 or 30?
It's 30, 60, 25.
Is that what it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Reason we don't know, we don't write them.
Well,
so I had to look this up. I mean, I sort of knew what it was, but I mean, we don't really write minimum coverages. Why?
Because I don't feel like you're getting the customer the best thing for them to get it back after the accident.
Yeah. So I've told this story before. I was with the insurance company president. We're having lunch. This is a president of an insurance company. And he looked at me and he says, "Oh, we love to write minimum limits. There's no loss adjustment expense." Which means they write you a check.
And they're done.
And they are done with it. You hit the road.
Right.
And I thought that was really bad because there should be some sort of, you should care about your customers more than that. I mean, just write a check for $25,000 and see you're on your own.
Well, we look at you guys or look at customers and the point we want to treat you like we would want to be treated, or we want our family, our grandparents, make looking after them. It's really important to have the better coverage for the best price. And we feel like that's the most important thing for us. That's how we do our philosophy on doing business.
I think you have a whole lot better chance of settling a claim if you're carrying higher limits.
Yes.
If you're carrying low limits, the insurance carrier, may not be able to settle that claim, or they may just attend your limits and then they're done with you.
Right, and then you're on your own for your own defense, and well as paying for the claim out of your pocket or garnished.
So this year, with one company at Moore Insurance, year to date, this is one office for, this is our Blairsville office. We have losses of $523,376. So over $500,000 this year is going to be paid out in liability claims. Mm-hmm. That's what they expect them to pay. This is just one company. I've got one claim in their office that's going to be over, it's almost $340,000 of liability. Mm-hmm. I've got another claim on the list here that I'm reading off of that's going to be $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. So this is not happening in downtown Atlanta. This is happening in our community.
Yes.
Well, we had a claim the year before last, it was over $1 million, mm-hmm. $1.1 million. So we see people are getting sued, and we're seeing claims in excess of $1 million twice in the last 3 years.
Right, and it changes people's lives. And then, of course, after they've had the claims like this, then they're really interested about their insurance. And that's the thing. They become really interested in about what they've got. And most of the time, we're very fortunate that we've talked to customers and we've written the right types of coverages with them, that they're coming back thanking us for writing them higher coverages. They're understanding it a whole lot more and how it works. So, you know, your independent agent is really important, and your agent is important to how to cover you and type of exposures.
What we try to offer limits.
Yes.
And explain to people. So, you know, there is some gratitude there I've seen, because, you know, had a gentleman had a $1 million claim, and he's like, well, the umbrella policy is only $300-something a year. I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. how can it be that cheap? Well, the reason why is frequency is on your side. The chances of having a big claim, the frequency is probably not, it's pretty unlikely you're going to have a claim.
I mean, right.
People drive millions of miles every year, but the severity is against you. So repeat that.
Well, you know, the other thing about, you know, we're talking about liability, just normal, which are legal to have in these different states, but the umbrella policy, I feel, is very important if you have assets. To cover yourself in case these situations happen, because it comes over your home and your auto.
So what is an umbrella policy? Well, explain what that is.
Well, it's excess liability that goes over your home and auto. So a lot of times what your homeowners or your automobile policy will exclude, a lot of times on the umbrella will not exclude. So you will have coverage
on
that.
Well, sometimes. I mean,
not always, but a lot of it, yeah.
But let's talk about, what do you have to get an umbrella policy?
You have to have a higher limits of liability.
So the underlying limits.
Yes.
Which means you have your auto policy. Mm-hmm. Typically, they're going to have you carry maybe $250,000, $500,000.
$250,000.
So the lowest I've seen, I believe, is $100,000, $300,000.
$100,000,
yeah. So that means that you got to carry a minimum limit on your actual auto policy, mm-hmm. and then you can get the umbrella.
And on your home, you have to have a certain liability limit on there as well.
I thought this was very interesting. I got an article here, and probably things have changed. I'll let Kathy look at this article real quick. And what does it say at the bottom about the cheapest insurance you can get in Georgia? And this comes from U.S. News. This comes from U.S. News and World Reports, where it comes from.
Cheapest car insurance company in Georgia.
Yep. You see at the bottom?
Yes.
Auto owners, yep. So we have a lot of business. We sell with auto owners. But I want you to look at, this is from USU's and World Reports. What is the pro about having auto owners insurance?
Auto owners insurance has Georgia's cheapest average rates in most of the driver's categories we studied.
What's the con?
The company does not offer the option of obtaining a car insurance quote online. You have to contact an agent.
So how do you feel that's a con?
It's not a con.
That will be a pro.
Right.
Having an agent to navigate you through situations is a pro.
Right.
But this is what US World Reports thinks about agents. It's a con not having, you know.
Right.
Do it yourself. Go online. Get a quote. Is that really true, though, Kathy? Can we not go on our website and get a quote, too?
Yes, you can.
So that's not even a true statement. I can get you an auto owner's quote without having to talk to me.
Right.
However, we're not going to want to write just what we call cheap insurance. We want to write somebody that's going to protect people.
Right.
So get your policy out. Look at your limits. Be aware about what you have. know what you can be responsible for, because anything in excess of your liability limits, you pay for. Mm-hmm. The insurance company is going to pay, and they're going to be get done with you, mm-hmm. and then you're going to be on your own lip with a mess. And that's why we recommend trying to carry as high limits as you can, because you have a greater likelihood of being able to settle out a situation where you're unscathed as far financially. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you stress. It's going to cost you, maybe some sleepless nights. But hopefully, with having the higher liability limits, you'll be able to navigate your process a lot better and have more peace of mind about if you are in a situation or have a claim that you have you better have high liability than have low. That's what I think. So you're better off. All right. So I guess we're done today, Kathy. You know, to tell them goodbye for us.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.